Hello, good day to you. This is Frank Mickens with Faith Fire Worldwide Revival Ministries, and we're all looking for encouragement for 2024. We are all looking for guidance. We're all looking for direction. We're all looking to know, what is it God is doing? What is God saying? And I have a portion of what I believe the Lord is saying, and it's an encouraging word for you, that God is protecting you and providing preparation for you in the midst of an era of war. We are in an era of war. We have entered into another era, another season where war will become commonplace in ways that I don't think we have seen, at least in contemporary history. And the Spirit of God wants to protect you from fear. The Spirit of God wants to protect you from doubt. The Spirit of God wants to protect you from wavering from your faith. And so I'm going to begin with reading scripture, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord, if that's okay with you. All right, let's go into the Word of God. 2 Chronicles 20:24. Yes, this is where the Lord led me a couple of months ago in prayer and had not released me until now to begin to preach into and prophesy into what it is God is saying in this verse, 2 Chronicles 20:24. Amen. It says, so when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. I'm going to read it again. This is what the Lord has for you in 2024. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. No one had escaped. All of their adversaries had been vanquished by the miraculous power of the Lord. And that is what God wants to preach into your spirit today, that no matter what it looks like in your wilderness season, we have entered a global wilderness. I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But no matter what it looks like, God is saying, I am going to bring victory into your situation. I'm going to bring victory into the global war, the global culture, the global systems. I'm bringing victory. But in the meantime, the Lord is inspiring us to heed his voice, and that is to listen to what he is saying and to praise him, worship him, seek his face, desire the Lord. So in this context of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we have Judah and King Hezekiah facing a confederacy of three nations, three kingdoms that have come together to agree on one thing. And we know that nations and kingdoms can agree on a whole lot of things, particularly when it comes to mutual benefit and economies and health and strength. But they came together inspired to do one thing, and that is to take out Judah. They were coming against Judah in allegiance, conglomerating their resources against Judah. This is where we are in world history. We are seeing an aligning of nations. We are seeing an aligning of systems. We are seeing an alignment of cultures coming against the kingdom of God. No, this is not new. But what we are seeing is an intensification of the world system, the kingdoms of this world coming together against the people of God. Pardon me for a moment. So, let me just tell you that what you've been discerning in the earth, when we see what's happening in Israel with Hamas and Hezbollah, when we're seeing what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, the war, where there's an obvious issue of morality, there's an obvious agenda that doesn't line up with liberty, there is a darkness involved in both of those wars. And the Spirit of God is saying, this is something I do not want you to be surprised by. What does the Word of God inspire us to do? It says, do not be dismayed. Come on. Be not afraid. Come on. The Lord says, do not be surprised when the fiery trials come upon you as if something strange has happened to you. Don't think it's strange. God is prophesying and preparing you for a time and an era of warfare. And I'm not just talking about in the natural. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. So they were overlooking the wilderness. This is where their foes had come together. They had planted their armies. They had prepared their armies to come against the people of God. And Hezekiah heard the word of the Lord through the prophetic, and he said, if you would believe in God and you would believe in his prophets, then you will prosper. And Hezekiah instructed the people to worship and praise the Lord. And so there was a corporate praise. There was a oneness. There was a one mind, one judgment, speaking the same thing that came upon the people of Judah. And they began to worship the Lord. They set their eyes upon the Lord. They put their mind on the Lord. And this is what God is telling you to do. Put your mind on him. Put your face upon his face. Put your ear to his bosom. What is the Lord instructing you to do? Concentrate on what he's telling you to do and worship him the whole time and watch what miraculous things God is going to do in your life. And at the praise of the people, the Spirit of God moved and vanquished the enemy. All three of these kingdoms that had come together in allegiance against Judah, they looked like an unstoppable, insurmountable force, but God moved miraculously and caused them to attack one another. Oh, glory to the Lord. God is going to cause your enemies to flee seven ways, and he's going to bring us to a place of victory where we'll be able to look over the wilderness, the dry place, the place of struggle, the place where it didn't seem things were moving and growing and operating, where things didn't seem to be going in our favor. We're going to look at it from a higher perspective, and we're going to see how God has run through the enemy and caused the enemy to flee, caused the enemy to be defeated. No one will escape. God wants to prophesy to your spirit that there is not one enemy that's going to get away with what has been going on in your life. So let me get into this word. In 2 Chronicles 20, they're facing this so-called insurmountable force, but God brings them to a place of victory. And the purpose of this word right now is for you to understand that the people of God are facing a growing alliance of world systems gathering against the kingdom. They are aligning in greater clarity of vision against the kingdom of God. They're beginning to even say that they are against Christians. They are against Hebrews, Jews, against Israel. The agendas of this world are coming together more clearly against the Lord. There's a growing boldness in the land. And in the year 2020, we're going to see this in greater measure. The nations of Moab, Seir, and Ammon had all come together to destroy God's people in Judah in 2 Chronicles 20. So here we have three distinct nations with their own histories, their own cultures, their own agendas, and all of them agreed to come against the people of God. And in 2024, we're going to be seeing the world gathering against Israel more and more as Israel is at war against a force out of response to the deadliest terrorist attack that has ever happened on their soil. They're facing two wars. They're facing the war of geopolitics, and they're facing the war their military is engaged in. And what Israel is enduring is a prophetic sign to the people of God, to the church. My brothers and sisters, listen to the word of God. The world is gathering against the Lord Jesus and his ways and his truth in greater measure. And so as we enter in 2024, this is the word of the Lord for you. The Lord has revealed to me there will be a greater measure of world order and divine order happening at the same time. Oh, somebody needs to hear the Lord. So what's going to happen is we're going to see the world systems being arranged and rearranged like a chessboard. And the Lord is allowing this process to happen to come against the kingdom of God. We know what the word says, that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. We are a militaristic people in the kingdom of God, and we are suffering. We are coming against battle all the time, but we're going to see the world versus the Lord become more and more and more evident, more and more and more normalized. And I'm being reminded right now about how we've seen in recent days, we've seen a teacher in one particular district, and we've seen a president of a university. Each of them have been caught in sex scandals, and they have been found to be engaging in sex acts on the internet. And they have lost their jobs, but their response is such a darkness. They respond by saying they have no regret nor shame about what they did, that they are calling for sexual freedom. They're calling for revolution in how we perceive people who are engaged in what they're calling consensual sex. And I proclaim to you, we're going to see this gathering of darkness in the world system against the morality and the standards of God in greater and greater measure. And the people of the Lord need to begin to pray. We have got to begin to use our spiritual weapons against this. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, but not yet. Not yet. We are seeing two orders happening. And as the Lord is bringing forth the kingdom of God, the enemy is bringing the world systems together. This will eventually result in the kingdom of the beast. This will eventually result in the Antichrist system becoming so galvanized and so congealed and so put together in oneness that they will be given authority to persecute the people of the Lord in such measure that that people of God will be killed for their faith. We're seeing this allegiance gathering right now. And in 2024, the Lord wants to bring us to a higher perspective of the victory that we see in chapter 20 and verse 24, that despite what it looks like, God is going to bring miraculous deliverance. The kingdoms of this world are being reordered as the kingdom of God is being established at the same time. These are conflicting kingdoms with conflicting agendas. But God, listen to this, is behind the development of both of these kingdoms. God is still sovereign. He is in charge. He is, in fact, transitioning the entire world. He's putting some things into worldly order. He's allowing the world to come together. He's allowing, just like he allowed in Shinar, the Tower of Babel to be built. God allowed that to happen. And what did he do? He then dispersed them and reordered the world. Oh, God. And he transitioned the world into a greater darkness and division so that eventually the people would cry out for the Lord. And that's what God is doing. He's going to let these kingdoms come together. He's going to allow man's will to have great influence in the earth. But overall, God is going to bring forth his kingdom in the end. Amen, somebody. God is transitioning the world. He's putting some things into worldly other and order and other things into kingdom order. We are about to see a new world order move of God. As we also see kingdom order, kingdom of God order. All of this reordering in the earth is going to mean great change. It's going to mean sudden change. The changes that are not sudden are going to be monumental because they're going to happen over time. We're going to see changes in politics, the world economy, world relations, the environment. We're going to see changes in technology. And what am I saying? Changes that are going to become more and more in conflict with the word of God, in conflict with the name of Jesus, in conflict with the ways of the Lord, in conflict with the Spirit of God. It's going to be swift in some cases. And all of this is going to be life-altering for believers. It's going to become more and more uncomfortable to say the name of Jesus. It's going to become more and more uncomfortable for you to proclaim the gospel. All of this is not going to happen in 2024, but we're going to see a great measure of shifts in these arenas this year. I'm telling you, things are changing that will never return to their former form. So then let's take this into your life. What is God saying about your life? In your life, God is planning to retire your enemy. What did we see in the verse of scripture that we read in 2 Chronicles 20:24? That they had looked upon the wilderness, the battle zone, where they thought they were going to come up against this force that they could not win. And they had been praising the Lord with fervor. They had brought the Ark of the Covenant and they began to worship God. And they lifted up the Lord in the midst of their challenge. And God brought them victory. God is going to move some of your enemies out of the way because the enemy knows certain attacks are not going to work anymore. Those enemies that you've been enduring in your life are going to be gone. That doesn't mean you're not going to face trials. I'm saying that there's going to be a shift in your life. A victory over some of the things that seem to have been insurmountable in your life are going to happen in 2024. You're going to find peace in the storm of the world. God is going to order his people within the reordering that he's doing in the earth. Oh, come on. Are you hearing this? He's going to order his people. He's going to bring us into greater order as he's reordering the things around us. Glory to God. In fact, the things going on around us are going to be what triggers us to begin to seek the order of the kingdom of God. We're going to see, oh my gosh, things are getting so out of hand. We need God. We need the word. We need God's standard. Come on. I'm excited. So this is how the Spirit of the Lord began to minister this to me in November. And it's looking at the numerology of the year 2024. So the number 10 is the number of order. 10 is a number that represents right order. 10 commandments. God brought his order, the way that he wanted people to live through the 10 commandments. But we know the word of God says that the law was weak. Why? Because of the carnality of the people, we could not possibly stand up to and live up to the law. And so God had to bring Jesus Christ and grace. And so the 10, while it brings order, it's not perfect order. It's not kingdom order. It's an order that is weakened by mankind. Come on. It is weakened by our inability to be righteous outside of Christ Jesus. And so God, yes, is bringing order into the world through the Ten Commandments, but actually he was bringing light of our sin. He was bringing awareness to our sin. And so he lets us build our towers of Babel so that we can see our limitations and we can see his sovereignty when it doesn't work out, when it brings destruction. Come on. And so he's allowing the world to do what it's doing, the systems to come together, the nations to come together in carnality and in carnal ways, so that eventually when they're destroyed, it'll be so much more evident that God is who he says he is. Think about the 10 plagues God brought to bring order to Egypt. Egypt didn't change. Pharaoh didn't change. He just released his people through the ordering that he did through the 10 plagues. Glory to God. So 20 obviously is 2 times 10, meaning a greater measure, a double measure, an intense measure, more intense measure of 10. And so that's what I believe God is saying. We're going to see a more intense measure of this. And we've been seeing this already. Remember, 20 started in 2000. This is something that's not new. But in 2024, what we see is kingdom establishment, because 12 is the number of the apostolic establishment of the kingdom of God. 12 apostles, glory to God, 12 tribes of Israel. God used the number 12, the group of 12, to bring order into chaos. The order of the kingdom of God. He sent the 12 apostles out to preach that the kingdom of God is near. Come on. And so God, in the midst of the reordering that he's doing, he, amen, is going to be bringing a kingdom order in the midst of it. Glory to the Lord. Jesus came and the whole world didn't bow. Jesus came and sent out 12 and the whole world didn't bow. But within the world, the chaos of this world, God had sowed a seed. God had put leaven in the earth and the leaven began to affect the whole lump. Come on. And so in the midst of this reordering, we're going to see of the nations where they're coming against the kingdom of God, you've got to take heart knowing that in the midst of it, you've got to see what God is doing in the midst of it. God is bringing the kingdom of God into fruition, even in the midst of the leaven of the kingdom of this world. God told me to tell you, 2024 is going to bring a collision between this emerging new world order and God's order. There's going to be events in the political realm in America. We're going to see it more and more. The kingdom of God being oppressed, the kingdom of God colliding with the kingdoms of this world. The war in Israel is a precursor to the great change God is bringing in the world. The change we are witnessing is the reordering of the world in preparation for the coming of the kingdom of our God. So then what is happening in the unseen realm? Let me take you into scripture. Let me tell you what's happening in an unseen realm. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing?" Oh, the enemy is raging against the kingdom. He knows his what? Time is short. That's what we read in the book of Revelation. The angel said to John that the enemy knows his time is short. He is raging against the kingdom, and he's inspiring people who will obey his beck and call to rage against the kingdom and plot vain imaginations, things that are going to be instilled into our economy. Things that are going to be happening. Think about just the idea of lab-grown meat. I'm just using this as an example. But we are now saying that God's natural way of feeding us and giving us resources is not good enough. That we are now going to take a lesser version, and we're going to trust that that will nourish us just as well as what God planned. Listen to the prophetic word that the world system literally believes, the people of this world who are not caught up into the cause of Christ, they think that their intellect is going to bring us victory. And it's not. The wisdom of this world is going to be made foolishness. Now, I'm not saying there's no use for technology. What I'm saying is the agenda is to change it all. The agenda is not to just augment or help us where we might need time to figure out how to deal with the environmental impacts of agriculture or deal with the environmental impacts of fossil fuels, whatever it might be. There's an agenda to just replace it with man's idea and man's ideal. And I'm not saying God hasn't inspired some of these things. God gives us intellect. God gives us ability, but we pervert it and try to make our kingdom out of what we can do. We try to build our kingdoms out of our own gifts and abilities. Nebuchadnezzar learned this very well when he began to look upon his kingdom and begin to take all the credit. And the Lord made him like an ox eating the grass. Glory to God. And he could not speak until he began to what? Honor the Lord for being the kingdom. Honor the Lord for being the king. That's the only time that Nebuchadnezzar broke out of his mental illness. Glory to the Lord. So the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God, but not yet. The enemy right now is trying to disrupt that process. The kingdom of darkness is ordering its troops. They are ordering vessels of darkness to combat the coming kingdom, the expanding kingdom of God. I hope in the midst of this message, you are hearing the call to arms. I hope in this message, you are hearing the call to prayer. I hope in this message, you are hearing the call to minister in your family. I hope in this message, you are hearing the call to light, to burning light in your house, to lamps burning in your house, the altars coming alive in your house. God is ordering the world while he's bringing the kingdom into your house. Glory to God. So what is God doing in the spirit? The Lord's laughing. The Lord's laughing while the enemy is raging. Listen to what it says in chapter 2 of Psalms again. It says, the kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. And then it says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. God says, I'm going to let you think you can overcome me, but you cannot. I am in control the whole time. This is the patience of the saints. We have got to endure affliction. Come on. We have got to endure until the end, because that's when we receive the crown of life. God is going to cause the people of righteousness to go through a storm, and it's going to be long, and we're going to have to learn to take up metal in the spirit, M-E-T-T-L-E. We've got to grow in our metal in the spirit. We've got to grow in our prayer partnerships with one another, in our corporate prayer meetings. The Lord says, listen to this, do not be moved, says the Lord. With all the shaking in the world, it's a mirage. I'm the one behind the shaking, and the shaking can't shake me. That's the word of the Lord. He says, the shaking can't shake me. Jesus said, he says, believe in God, believe. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled, and let not, do not be dismayed. Come on. The Lord wants you to allow him to be your peace. Glory to God. Let not your hearts be troubled. Hallelujah. So this is a global wilderness that we have entered, brothers and sisters, a global desert. The whole world is entering a place of thirst for the Lord. They won't know it. They won't know that it's the Lord that they're thirsty for, but they're going to become more and more and more and more unsatisfied. And they're going to seek the treasures and the pleasures of the world to try to cover it up. But unbelievers are going to be put in a position of great lack. God is going to cause them to cry out, but they won't always know what they're crying out for. Do you see the bedrock of the coming awakening? Come on. We're going to see people growing in their lack of peace, growing in their lack of clarity of why they're even alive, growing in their lack of direction. This mental health crisis we're in, it's not going to get any better. We're not going to see this thing get better until the awakening comes. I'm telling you, it's all a setup for the Lord to come into the lives of his people. God is setting up the world to desire the one and true living God. The Lord says, don't be afraid. Don't fret. You are worth more than many sparrows. It'll look dark and destitute, but just like wildfires, prepare the land for new and abundant growth. The Lord says, this year, 2024, will be a preparation for the outpouring of my spirit on the unbeliever. We're going to see more wildfires in 2024. Huge wildfires. It's God prophesying about how he's preparing the land through fire for a breakthrough of new growth in the spirit. You need to pray into this move of the Lord. You've got to pray into God allowing destruction, come on, in order to bring awakening in the earth. God is creating a void and a gap for him to speak into and move over. Remember in the beginning, the earth was void. It was without form, but God spoke into it. God is allowing darkness to emerge in new ways, in new avenues. Why? So it's an opportunity for people to make a choice. When you're living in a dark time, in a dark place, it's an opportunity for you to make a choice. You don't want to stay there, hopefully, and you're going to look for a way out. God wants to be that way of escape. The Lord is going to present the world with a choice. Choose me or die. Choose me or die is going to be the message. And this is the evangelistic ministry of the church that we have got to be prepared for. Not only are we to pray, but we are to prepare ourselves to proclaim the gospel. Prepare and proclaim. Prepare and proclaim. Glory to God. Pray, prepare, and proclaim. Glory to the Lord. God says, I'm shaking the foundations of the earth in order to produce a new mountain. Oh, God, I'm excited about this world. God says, I'm shaking the foundations of the earth in order to produce a new mountain, a place where my people will come and minister to me. I'm creating new worship and new worshipers. People will come from all over the world to meet with me. I'm creating a new worship, says the Lord. God had been speaking to me about tectonic plates and how in the earth, the tectonic plates are shifting in the spirit realm. They're shifting. God's reordering things. And what happens when the tectonic plates shift over time? They create new mountains. They increase mountains. They bring people, they bring mountains into existence, and mountains represent worship in the Lord. And so God's creating new avenues of worship. Many people will come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We shall walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 2:2-3. The precursor for worship is a heart cry for the Lord. I just preached a sermon on Isaiah 64:1, where it says, oh, that you would rend the heavens. That oh is a cry. It's an agony. It's a distaste for not being near the Lord and not seeing the Lord moving. The prophet wanted to see God moving in his people, but he could not see it. So he cried out to the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord poured out through Isaiah, the crying for the Lord to come and open the heavens. This collision between the world order and the kingdom expanding will create unavoidable conflict. We have got to begin to embrace conflict, because the conflict is going to take us to our knees in worship and prayer. We've got to begin to stop ignoring what's happening in the earth and begin to engage it. Begin to allow yourself to be angry in the spirit, to have holy anger against the demonic forces, the unseen forces, and to begin to pray. God wants you on your knees in prayer in 2024. There's a new level of prayer for your life. In 2024 and thereafter, we're going to see great collisions. They will all have great spiritual foundations. So what we're seeing in the natural, don't forget, it's going to have spiritual foundation. We must pray into the expanding kingdom of God. Violence against the Lord's advancing kingdom is going to increase. That is the theme of this word. Violence against the Lord's advancing kingdom. Matthew 11:12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Come on, somebody. So John the Baptist brought the message of the kingdom of heaven. Before, it was Israel carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And then they lost the Ark of the Covenant, and they had the temple, and then they lost the temple. Come on. But God said, John the Baptist brought in an era of the kingdom of heaven. And so that is what the enemy is coming against. Luke 16:16, it says, the law and the prophets were until John. So the message was until John. But since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. So God's kingdom is where people from all over the world go to the mountain to worship him. It's God bringing his kingdom into the earth. It's not just God bringing a message to his people. It's now God saying, I brought you the message. Now I'm going to show you my kingdom. I'm going to show you through signs and wonders. I'm going to show you through healings and deliverances and casting out of demons. I'm going to show you through the preached word of God ministering to you and the prophetic word revealing the secrets of your heart. I'm going to bring encounters, not just a message. Oh, because the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so now as the body of Christ, we are not just the message. We are the Lord walking in the earth. And we are to bring encounters to people who are perishing that don't just need to hear a message. They need to see Jesus. As the gospel goes forth, the enemy is going to be pressing back against this move. The Lord spoke this into my spirit so strong. The enemy is presenting a full court press against the kingdom of God. The enemy is presenting a full court press against the kingdom of God. So that's what we're seeing with Hamas and Hezbollah attacking Israel. The enemy knows Israel is coming to Jesus, and he's seeking to destroy God's people. We see this with the 144,000 in Revelation. These are Jews who come to Jesus. We're going to see massive Jews coming to Jesus, massive numbers coming to the Lord, believing that Jesus is no longer their stumbling block, but Jesus is in fact their Messiah. Come on. The enemy knows Israel's coming to Jesus. He's seeking to destroy the people. Don't be afraid and don't fret. It is all part of the plan. As the kingdoms of this world seek to stand against the Lord, he is going to raise up a standard. Glory to the Lord. Isaiah 59, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. He's going to institute the fear of the Lord in the earth. I'm so excited because God is going to expand the fear of the Lord in the earth. Glory to God. God says, don't fret, don't be afraid. He just wants you to have the fear of the Lord. He wants you to know you can reverence him, trust him, rely on him. You can seek his face. You can take part in offerings unto the Lord and know that he's receiving your offering and that it's a sweet smelling savor unto his nostrils for you to praise his name, call his name, sing his name, to read his word, trust his word, hide it in your heart, to walk along paths of righteousness. This is where God's bringing his people, new levels of revival in the earth. The great global revival is coming. The word of God says in Psalms 37, verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Don't think that just because someone's wealthy and just because a criminal gets away with it, that God's justice has been undone. God's justice cannot be surmounted. It cannot be supplanted. God is the perfect judge, and he is doing his job right now. Don't be surprised when the earth seems to go into an even greater level of disorder. That's why God's telling us not to be afraid, because we're going to see greater levels of disorder. Disorder meaning coming against the order of the kingdom of God. It's going to be presented as order. The world order that is coming, that is being developed right now, the EU, come on. Coming together with America, coming together as we're seeing a reordering of China and Russia and Saudi Arabia and the Arab nations coming together as another league, another legion, another group of nations. They're going to face off against the Western nations in greater and greater ways, more intense measure of conflict. That's just one level of disorder we're going to see. But what you're really witnessing is a reordering of the ranks. The enemy in the spirit realm is seeking to stand against the Lord. Do you see how the enemy is influencing nations? He's influencing leaders of nations to come against the kingdom of God. Russia and China, Saudi Arabia, these nations are renowned for being anti-Christ, anti-Christian, and they're in league together. God want you to know the enemy's desires to bring disorder, but the Lord is laughing because the enemy is playing right into his plan to bring his kingdom into the earth. Great distress is going to fill the earth. Great fear, fear of war, fear of famine, fear of persecution against Christians. They're going to be well-founded fears. God is telling you, do not be afraid. The Lord says, this is my plan. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Honor me and enter into your reward. Seek my stability, my face, my voice. In 2 Chronicles 20:24, they're standing, overlooking the battlefield. And it was a wilderness, but the wilderness was filled with the dead bodies of their enemies. Not one escaped. God said, it might look like the allegiance coming against Christians is going to be more than you can handle. But just praise me and trust me. Believe me and believe my prophets, and you will prosper. Your praise is going to take on another level in 2024 if you allow the Spirit of God to move in your heart. That is the condition of this prophetic word. All prophecy is conditional with regard to your personal decision to agree with the Spirit of God. Now, there is some prophecy that is just the Lord's going to do something. Like what God's doing in the earth is going to happen. But your agreement is up to you. Your agreement is up to you. That's your choice. God says, I'm making a way out of no way. He's going to cause rivers to stream in the desert and in the wilderness. So it's going to look like a desert land. But the Lord is encouraging you. You can trust me to provide all that you need. Listen to this in Isaiah 43. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? That means, can you perceive it? Can you receive this? Can you see by the Spirit and not by the natural? He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert where it looks like barrenness. God said, I'm bringing a flourishing in your life. The beast of the field will honor me. God says, I'm going to establish and reaffirm that I am the king of all of creation. The jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Where it talks about the beast and the jackal and the ostriches coming to honor him. Those particular animals are actually representative of demonic spirits. These are demonic spirits. Those are unclean animals, jackals and ostriches. Think about how jackals are portrayed. They're vicious animals. Ostriches in scripture are portrayed as foolish animals. And so the Lord is saying, don't fret. I'm going to bring rivers in the wilderness. I'm going to bring a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And even then you will see that the enemy has to honor me. Oh, bless the Lord. God will have his praise. He will take care of you. He will take care of his people. And he will give unbelievers a refuge from which they will drink. It will be their choice. Will you take on the evangelistic mantle? Some of us are going to be given a burden of the Lord to share the gospel in the midst of great disorder in the land. And don't you see it in scripture over and over again? God proclaims, I'm bringing disorder. I'm bringing war. I'm bringing famine. I'm bringing pestilence. Why? Because it's how you're going to actually bow and acknowledge me. It's how I have to behave. It's how I have to afflict you. The Bible says it was good that I was afflicted so that I may learn your statutes. God knows our frame. He knows. He pities us. And he knows there are things that we can't do unless we're instigated and triggered. And so he brings hardship. He's in charge of it all. Even though the enemy is really the one that's transacting it, God is allowing the enemy to do these things. He has made rulings in the courtrooms of heaven, and he has declared that the enemy can do certain things. Why? Because it's going to actually play out to do exactly what God planned it to do, and that is to get all the glory to the Lord. To bring people to our God, to the mountain of the Lord, to worship him. We can take stock in knowing that God is faithful. Faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it. We can trust what he says, and we can trust that he will perform. God has a desire for the nations, not just people that know Christ today. He wants the nations to drink. But he first has to create a desert so they will become thirsty. I need you to understand this about the Lord. God knows how to get us to become thirsty. Think about the prodigal son who began to wish he could eat the pig's food. And at that moment, he realized that everything he needed was in his father's house. God is creating a global wilderness like the days of Noah. A place where the people will be tempted to rebel against the Lord, but they will also have the chance to repent. This is a breeding ground for the next great awakening. It's going to be the first global awakening in history. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to see great prayer and great travail in the body of Christ. People travailing like a pregnant woman in prayer, taking it upon themselves to birth what God wants to do into the earth realm. The body's going to glorify the Lord and seek him in ways that we have never known. I heard the Lord say, Mary is pregnant. Oh, Jesus, I'm excited about this. The Lord says, Mary is pregnant. What was Mary pregnant with? Something that only the Spirit of God could put inside of her. And when it came forth, it created a cataclysmic shift in the earth. The church is about to bring forth. The church is about to birth a new revelation of Jesus in the earth. Greater purity, greater power, greater urgency, greater love, greater surrender, greater suffering, great suffering that will bring great deliverance. The people of God are going to learn warfare and they will be victorious. And so here in 2024, what I'm telling you is we've entered an era of war. We've entered an era of spiritual warfare. And what we're seeing in the natural is actually a prophetic sign. It is a bubbling up into the natural realm. What it is that's happening in the spirit. And I heard the Lord say, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no other. I will be glorified. I will be lifted high. I will be honored. I will be honored in governments. I will be honored in families. Without me, you can do nothing. Oh, the perception of the Lord will be so much clearer in disorder and chaos. It doesn't seem natural, but that's what's going to happen. God's going to make the things that are wicked so much more evidently different than the things that are holy. We will no longer call those things that are sin holy, and that which is holy sin. Oh my God, fear the Lord and do good. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. If we just lean on God, we won't be moved. Don't grow weary. I'm giving you this as a precursor to what's coming in 2024. This political season we're about to enter into is going to be chaos. I see clouds right now, clouds rising, fog. I see it. And things are going to be hard to see if you're looking in the natural, but you've got to stay in the spirit. You've got to pray. You've got to listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. We're going to learn the voice of the Lord. This entire decade, the Lord prophesied into my heart. This whole decade is about the church learning to see like the Lord and hear his voice. He is sharpening our senses in the spirit. We cannot live with just flesh and blood. Flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. The word of the Lord is spirit and it is life. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. That's the King James Version of Psalm 37, verse 3. God said that if you just trust in the Lord and do good, you're going to dwell in the land, meaning you're going to prosper, meaning you're going to be safe. The Lord says, do not fear. You will survive and thrive and flourish. This is the word of the Lord for you. Let us pray. God, you made 2024 before the foundations of the earth. You proclaimed its existence, and anything you do is good. And so, God, we will determine now to see the good in 2024. God, in fact, I pray that joy comes upon us now. I pray that the excitement, the supercharged excitement of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of joy himself will begin to pour out on us now. God, I pray the oil of joy for mourning now in the name of Jesus. I pray for a garment of praise, oh, for the spirit of heaviness. I pray that we will trade in our heaviness, God, and take on the garment of praise. Oh, I pray that you hear your people singing songs in the midst of a storm. Glory to the Lord. I pray you see your people dancing while wildfires are raging. I pray in the name of God that as wars break out and wars intensify, you see your people praying and fasting, giving offerings, loving one another, and proclaiming Jesus is Lord. This is our inheritance. Jesus, the anointed one. You are all that we need. I pray we make you our one desire in 2024. You're going to give us an opportunity, God, to make a choice. Will we trust you or will we go? and be carried away by the winds and the doctrines of this world. God, I proclaim over everyone that sees this, I proclaim over the body of Christ, anyone that hears this message, that they will not waver, they will not faint in the name of the Lord, but they will mount up on wings like eagles. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and not faint in the name of the Lord. This is my declaration over them, God, in Jesus' name. 2024 is going to be blessed, God, and you're proclaiming the victory in Christ Jesus before we even see it. God, you're proclaiming the good of the land is what we're going to see. It might not always feel that way, but God, you said that you are our reward. Oh, you are our reward, and we have all that we need in you. And so, God, I pray our focus would be so centered on you, God, that we cannot float away. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2024, we will see a collision after collision between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. As these things intensify, I pray you take heart and that you will proclaim the goodness of the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here with me. If you want to sow into this ministry, you can do so at faithfireworldwide.com. As we speak, we are preparing to go and preach revivals in Guatemala, and I thank God for the opportunity. I pray that you get this word deep into your heart and that you lean back on it when times get tough. Oh, and when you see the headwinds, in the name of the Lord, I proclaim that your sails will be full of the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we see each other again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Bye now.